We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra Daf Nun Amud Aleph. We are beginning five lines from the top. Ha'omar Ameimar, the first words of the line is Nichsim Alug. I want the words Ha'omar Ameimar. We just learned in yesterday's blat that by Nichsim Alug, if a husband sells the Nichsim Alug and he sells it to to someone else and someone buys it from the Isha as well, or the Isha sells it to the husband, it's a good mechira. Why don't we say that the lady says, what do you mean, I didn't really sell it. I didn't really sell it to that other person. I didn't really sell it to my husband. I just wanted to make him feel good. So the Gemara says, on that you don't say, Nachas Ruach Sisa Labayli. Bishlam is something that she's supposed to agree to. That makes sense. Which means a property of the husband, when he's selling his property, so there, why are you stopping the husband selling the property? Oh, you're planning a divorce? So that's maybe a taina. But here, it's your property. It's the Isha's property. It's her Nichsim Alug. Why should she agree to make it sold? And if Taka, we have Aiden that it was sold, then it's really sold. It's real sale. That's what the Gemara came out before. The Gemara is a cash like this. Right, the Gemara, Ha'amah, Meimar, Ish v'Isha, Shemachrub Nichsim Alug. Ish and Isha, we thought, means this classic case where the Ish sells Nichsim Alug and the Isha agrees to it. It says, Le'os Le'klum. It says, it doesn't work. So you see that if the Ish sells it, and afterwards the Isha, Le'os Le'klum, because she could say, Nachas Ruach, Asisa Le'bayli. The same thing when she sells it to him, she could tie in the same thing. So the Gemara has a kasha on what we said before, that Nichsim Alug works. That's what I said before. It really started with the memra of. It really started with the Gemara, with the Mishnah that said that there's no chazaka on the Nichse Ishtoi. There's no chazaka on that. But the Gemara said, if you have a raya, then it works. And the kasha is, why does that work? You see, a Meimar says that it doesn't work because Shika Taina, the reason why I sold it to you is because I wanted to make you happy, but I didn't really mean it. So the Gemara, what's that Meimar talking about? A different story. Ki itar da Meimar, hechad azov an ihu, he sold it alone, without her permission, and she didn't agree to it. He sold her Nichsim Alug. Umis, asya I, and then he died. Asya ihu mafka. She goes ahead and mitzi the peiris, and mitzi, because all he can sell for technically really is truth is, only for the peiris. Alach is, when Nichsim Alug, the husband owns the profits of the property. So when he goes in and sells that, all he can sell really is the peiros. Now, if he dies, so she goes and says, okay, it's all going back to me. The husband only can sell up to what he owns. And if he's dead, he doesn't own that anymore. So that's what Meimar says. Ish v'ish shemachru means separately. If the ish sells it, and then the ish dies, asi ihi mafka, she goes ahead and mafka it, which is pretty posh. Inami, zov the if she sells it alone, when she sells, she sells the karka, yeah. All she do is sell the karka. The parents know. Why who?
Why doesn't want that?
The husband didn't agree to it. No, we're talking about here, each one sold his without the husband. Now, look, each one doesn't have to ask the other one. He owns the parents. He sold the parents, fair and square. It doesn't belong to her. It belongs to him. That we say that if he dies, she might see it. In a case where she sold the karka, the gufa karka, which she owns, and she doesn't have to ask him about that.
So she's made the husband.
She sold it. She obviously was doing Nachas Ruach. She sold it. You're asking that it's not a good thing yet, but she did it. If she sold it.
Then she sold it to him.
No, she didn't sell it to him yet.
She sold someone else. Why would he want it?
He didn't want it. Why does he have to want it? Inami Zavni'i, again, that she owns the guf. He doesn't own the guf. Inami Zavni'i, Umesa, she sold the guf. And then she died. So what's the halacha then? So on one hand, you could say that when she sells something, it belongs to her. What does it do with her dying? The halacha is, asi ihu mafik. He could come and take it away from the lekeach. Now why? Because he's yerush her. But the problem is, she sold it already. So why would that work? That's only a tekant darabanan. A lady sells nichsim alug, umesa, and then she dies. The baal is moitzi from the lekuchos. What's pshat? The bottom of the kana that he is first, even though really the lekeach rishon was first, not before him. The rabbanon made a din that the aluma rabbanon l'shibud the baal mashem eva because of eva they strengthen his tzad and he if she dies it's ki'ilu he already was on it from before and he's yarishit and it takes away from the lekeach. So that's ameimah's chiddush. Ameimah's chiddush is ishi shemachron v'lug lo'ez v'klum means that if the ish sells it the ish is mitzvah, which is pretty poshut. And if the Isha sells it, which is a chiddush, the kantar abanon, the Isha might see it. That's the halacha.
So while they're both alive, and she sold it, he doesn't eat pears.
He does. No.
And she sold it.
Yeah, he eats pears. Yeah.
She
can't sell the pears. It belongs to him. She can't. She can't sell the pears. It belongs to him. Yeah, yeah. And the other way, when he sells the pears, the guy eats the pears. It's only Geya that woven a Geya that he sold it. He could sell it first of all for the pears. He also could sell it that if the wife dies in his lifetime, the guy will get everything then also, because it turns out he could sell it like that. He could sell the guf also. He is possible to sell the guf because he's selling the chance that if the wife dies, he's yerushit, he's selling it. That will work also. The Rashbam speaks down in the wide lines. He says
the guy is kind right now when he sells it,
only when he dies. But it says like this, that the case is that you sell it there from the kuchos. So shabal in yoch limkar ela peirashen shaloi v'chayav v'gama guf im tamas ishtoi v'yirashenu that I can sell. Avam yomus hu. If he dies in his wife's lifetime, he tikech nechsim v'lokshala. So that's the halacha. So the Gemara says Amir is not shver on her halacha. Avada, if she sells nechsim v'lok to him, to the husband, or she agrees to sell to someone else, it would work according to Amir. So everything's good in our Mishnah. What's Amema's lach l'eshla klum? It's talking a specific case where either the ish sold by himself or the ish sold himself. Like the Gemara speaks out, Avel hechad zvina tavayu la'alma, if they both sold it la'alma, they both sold it to Reuven. Inam yizov ne'il l'idei, or she sold to him, zvina, it's a good zvina. So that's the answer on Amema on what we said before. What we said before, if I see looking back at what we said before, haraya yesh, the Mishnah said that if he's sitting parked on his wife's property and says, I bought it, the lach is not a chazaka. But if he has edim, it works. Like where his cash was, maybe she's being nice to him. So he said, no, you're not nice to sell nechsim v'lok. And we're at a cash from our meimar. No, our meimar's talking about something else. Our meimar's talking about a different case. Everything's good. V'boyzema, another teretz. V'boyzema, our meimar taka says that when they both sell it, la'odam achar, it doesn't work. Which means they both sell it to Reuven. He sells whatever he has to Reuven of this nechsim v'lok, and she sells whatever she has, so her it should be good, right? Doesn't work. And we said there's no svara of nachas ruach shel baile here. Makes a difference. Now it's nachas ruach shel baile. Let's try to finish this whole thought, then we'll have kashas. The meimah holds like Rabbi Elazar. Who's Rabbi Elazar? It's take a while to get to Rabbi Elazar. We have a brice here. But the meimah holds like Rabbi Elazar that each one cannot sell their chelik. The talent and a brice. Hamoicha is avdoi. Someone sells a eved. Now, halacha is by a eved. There's then yoyim or yamayim. If someone hits his friend, and he dies 2 weeks later from that injury, the halacha is the guy is chayiv misa. Chayiv misa. Even took him 2 weeks to die. He's chayiv misa. By a eved, your own eved kanani is special then called yoyim or yamayim. That if he lives 24 hours, so then he's your part of misa. If he lives 24 hours, part of misa. He has to die within 24 hours. That's only your Eved Kanani. If the neighbor kills your Eved Kanani and he dies in 2 weeks, he's Chayiv Misa. It's only your own Eved Kanani do you have a din, a kula of Yoyim Yomayim. Misa. So Eved Kanani is considered a regular person. Eved Kanani is considered a person. He says Chayiv Misa. If Reuven kills your Eved Kanani, he's Chayiv, Reuven's Chayiv Misa, even if it takes 2 weeks to die. If the master kills his Eved Kanani, if he kills him, he dies on the spot, he's Chayiv Misa as well. If it takes Yoyim Yomayim, he's part of a Misa. Like the pasuk says that it says Achim Yoyim Yemayim Yamoid Lo Yukam Kikasbehu Tzio Kesef. So that's a bit of surprise discussion. And we'll get back to Amemar in a second. And Tanya Amoiches Avdoi Upasukim Shem Shenish Loishim Yoyim. He sells his eved, but he makes a tenai that the first 30 days I'm keeping the eved still. Basically the first 30 days I own the Paris, you own the Guf. I'm selling you the guf from today, but for the first 30 days, I still want to use my eved. And then he hits his eved and he dies after 24 hours. So is the master chayiv misa or not? Who is the real owner now? The lekeach or the moicher? Ramei oimer harishon yeshna v'din yoyim yamayim. The rishon has a din yoyim yamayim, the one who's using the eved right now, and he gets this kula, and plays shu tachtov, because the maisa is under him. V'asheni ene v'din yoyim yamayim, plays shu ene tachtov, not tachtov. Lashon says in the pasuk, it says Lashon tachtav there. So there it says Lashon being that's under you. So there it says It says there, "Omeis tachas yodoi." The lashon is v'chiyake ishes avdei samosoi v'shevit omeis tachas yodoi nokem yinokem. So he says it's not called tachtov for the second guy, only the first guy. He's working for the first guy, therefore he has the nirmi yamayim. V'asheni inib the nirmi yamayim v'sheni tachtov kusava kinyan peiros kinyan guftami. Because he holds kinyan peiros kinyan guftami, and like Tosis explains, really our main shita is kinyan peiros kinyan haguftami. That's the real reason why he holds that the rishon has the nirmi yamayim, not the sheni, because he's the one using it now. What's the lashon tachtov? Just coming lafuke. Don't say the drasha ki kaspayhu, because who owns the kesef? The second one. So he's saying no, it's tachtov lemaisa. But the real reason is kinyan peiros kinyan guftami. Rav Yehuda Eimer has sheni yesh the nirmi yamayim. It's the second guy. If he hits the Eved, he has the Nirmi Mayim, but the guy using him right now, if he hits the Eved and dies 2 weeks later, he's Chayim Misa. Why dafka the second one? Because he's Kaspoy. Harisha him the Nirmi Mayim, she ain't a Kaspoy, it's not his case, he doesn't own the Guf. Kusava, King of Paris, Lav King of Guftami, he holds King of Paris, Lav King of Guftami. So Ikka Machlekes, like Tosis explains, is King of Paris, King of Guftami or not, and the Psukim is just a way to fit it in. Because he says, Kikaspoy, he says, no, I say Tachtov. He says, no, Tachtov, Kikaspoy. But the Iker, Mechlekes says, Rameya holds, who's the Iker owner, the first guy, because he's using him. Kinyan HaPeiros is Kinyan HaGuftami. The Rav Yehuda holds, Iker, Kinyan HaPeiros, Lav Kinyan HaGuftami. So the second one is the one who owns the Guf, and he has the Nirmi Yamayim. There's two more Shitas. Rav Yisya, Yemir, and Tapa Anveis, Shnayim, Yesh, Vindim Yamayim. They both have the Kula Yemi Yamayim, because it's a Suffolk, that's why. Zeb Reishu Tachtov, Vezeb Reishu Kaspoy. Each one has a Milo, Tachtov, and Kaspoy. Umisaf galay, you know, the first guy is a mylet's tachtov, second one is a mylet's kaspoy. Umisaf galay, can you have parents, can you go up to me, you like, can you go up to me? We're not sure. So it's a suffix. So each guy might be the real owner of Ever Kanani, and therefore he might have the kula of a suffix and a fashion local. Therefore he can't kill them. Therefore he can't kill either one, either the master or the lekeich. He can't kill if he kills the Ever and dies after 24 hours. You can't kill either one. Why not? Because with Masupik, who's the ikar owner? Sal and the fashion local. Rabbi Loza, Imer, the fourth shita. So we had Rav Meir says it's the first guy has the Nirmi Yamayim. Rav Yehuda says it's the second one. Rav Yehuda says both of them get the kula because of Suffolk. Rav Leir says neither one is considered the owner. This is because not Tachtov. He's not working for him. It's not called Kaspoy Amiyuch. It's not called Kaspoy. My time with the Rav Loza. I'm a Kra. Lo Yukum Ki Kaspoy U Kaspoy Amiyuchloi. Has to be a Kesef Amiyuchloi. So it comes out for Eliezer. The only time you have control over something is your kesef hamiyuchad. Zok the Gemara by a meimah also we hold that neither one could sell the property. They could sell the eved and sell the property, or eved can sell the property. Who on property now Gemara? Neither one can sell a property. Not an ish, not an ish on nichsim v'log. Why? The ish is not the kasba hamiyuchad because he only owns the peiros. The isha is she only owns the guf. And even if they come together, they each don't have a power to sell. And therefore, I may say, Lo Yosef HaKlum meant, if you sell it, if that's why you can't sell it. Not because of Nachas Ruach HaSiz LaBayli, because in such a case, you can't sell thing. Like the Rashbam says, like the fourth narrow line, Shemach Inami, Yalaf HaMeim, Lagav Nichsim HaLug, the Kibin Din, Yuchel Lele Ish, Lele Isha, Ein HaKaris Sedei Ish, Lele Sedei Isha, Lele Mokru Shneem, Mokram Batal, Yoch Lach Zaboy, Ka Odom HaMeich HaDov HaShen Shloy, Deloy Lahav HaMecha. That should not be a Mecha, and therefore, you can't sell such a thing. You can't do that. And that's what comes out. The Rashban says it on Aleph. Also, they were going according to Eliezer when they both because Machru Shneim Biyachel Laod Demechel Kaamal Lo Yisla Klom. But Phil Lokat Chilim and Ish. When first brought from the Ish, because Lokam and Isha. The Kolsh can hate the Machru Labaylo Levemecher. Aye, what do you do with the Mishnah? Because now we're back to the Mishnah. Then Fiyam Eima. The Mishnah Horaya Yesh. So what's the case of Mishnah? It says, "Mil tikshim esisim the daikin havemecha the meimah doma karaba lozor but yalav time mikroi." You're right. A meimah doesn't stem with the Mishnah. He doesn't stem with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Haraya yes, there's a raya that she sold it to him. It works." You're right. I don't hold like that. I hold like a tana, Rava Loza. I hold like the Ventana. Hold doesn't work. That's why a meimah is not shver because a meimah is going with the Ventana, Rava Loza. That's what comes out. Lefize that he holds like this. I can ask me. Why can't they both sell? Every shutim can't sell something. Two shutim can't sell a property. Each one owns the property. Zok Taisvis, the reason is different. By shutim, they both own the same type of kinyan on the property. Just I own 50%, you own 50%. Mashiach in here, it's a different type of kinyan. One's peiros, one's guf. Even together, they can't sell the kohen to Rav Loza, and that's the pshat in Ameimer, like Rav Loza. Just like you can't sell, just like there's no dinyan in mind by Eved, you cannot sell a property that you own, miyuchat to yourself.